The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Investigations continuing in the US after what appears in the face of it to have been a second assassination attempt on Donald Trump. But Simon Tierney from News Talk is with me now to talk about one of the consequences of this news. And it is the amplification, Simon, of conspiracy theories. So these sprung up almost immediately a few months ago after assassination attempt number one. And we're seeing them already today, I understand, are we?
Yeah, it's no surprise. You know, social media offers a sort of a shared space for people with fringe or unsubstantiated views to come together and kind of forge an identity through these ideas. And what's interesting for me is that often the conspiracy theories around these assassination attempts, they're often in some way derived from the narrative that the leaders have created in the first place. Donald Trump often talks about the idea of the deep state, this idea that there's a kind of a shadowy ulterior force at work in America that's kind of directing where things are going. And a lot of the right-wing conspiracy theories are based on this. You know, you had Pizzagate a few years ago, you have QAnon, this idea that there's a cabal of lizard imitators living in a pizza restaurant in Washington, D.C. Those are all obviously quite crazy. But what's particularly interesting with this situation is the rise of so-called Blue Anon. Now, Blue Anon might be a term that you might not be that familiar with. Everyone's familiar with QAnon, but Blue Anon is the idea that Democrats or left-leaning actors are developing conspiracy theories from the left. So we tend to think of conspiracy theories as the proviso of kind of right-wing nutters, but it's not always the case. So some people will suggest that, you know, the assassination attempts have been staged or that kind of thing. That's a popular one online, particularly at the minute.
Already, the text in. This was a setup by Trump's team, says one of our listeners. What idiot would set themselves up in the grass on Trump's own golf course, a game where you spend half the time in the long grass?
That's good. Now, a lot of those ideas come from images. So you'll see images shared constantly on social media, people zooming in with very low resolution to kind of show things, to substantiate their theories. So, for example, when the first assassination attempt took place in July, Kieran, there was images that were circulating of Donald Trump getting up with his bloodied face with the Secret Service agents around him.
Yeah.
But in the image, you could see, this was the famous images that were taken by Associated Press photographer Evan Vucci, celebrated Pulitzer Prize winning photographer that he is. But his own images were doctored so that Donald Trump had a smile on his face and that some of the Secret Service agents were laughing. Those images were completely false, but they were doctored to support the idea that, oh, we got away with it, guys, that it was staged in some way. The other big conspiracy theory here is that there's predictive programming. So some people, some of your listeners might have seen an image from purportedly from The Simpsons of Donald Trump lying in a coffin.
Yeah.
Okay. And his dates, 19 whatever age is he, like 1945 to 2024 or something like that. So the, you know, there's this constant narrative that we see when big world events happen that, oh, The Simpsons predicted it again. But an executive producer of The Simpsons came out yesterday and said, actually, that image was never created by The Simpsons. If you go through the archive of The Simpsons going back to 1989, that never, ever featured. But of course, it's quite easy to imitate the, you know, that quite idiosyncratic animation that The Simpsons uses. But that was completely falsified.
But this, we should say, I mean, this isn't necessarily just kind of fringe elements of the internet. I mean, there's kind of, there are people central to the campaign, to both campaigns, who like to propagate.
Yeah, I was, just before I came in, I noticed that Donald Trump Jr., Don Jr., had tweeted saying that he was getting tired of having to explain to his son why people, while radical leftists, quote unquote, keep trying to kill their grandfather. Now, the suggestion that this guy is a radical leftist, we actually don't know for sure what his political persuasion is. I'm obviously talking here about Ryan Wesley Ruth.
Don Jr.'s poor son probably thinks this is a poor man with mental health difficulties who got his hands on a high-powered rifle. And then Donna said, no. To radical leftists.
Exactly. It's a very complicated learning curve for that
child.
Yeah,
exactly, yeah. You know, poor naive son.
Ryan Wesley Ruth is, we know now that he did vote in one of the Democratic primaries this season, but there's also emerging evidence that he voted for Donald Trump in the 2016 election. So the political biography of this suspect is actually more complicated than people are making out. And I think that's important to say. It's interesting that Melania Trump actually tweeted a video last night of her speaking directly
to camera.
She's
in on it too.
Well, I don't know if you've pre-ordered her memoir, Kieran. It's called Melania.
I'm in the acknowledgements.
It's got a completely black cover. There's not even a photo on the front. It looks very funereal. But she started posting these very strange videos over the last few weeks to so-called promote her book. But she posted a video last night and she said that now the silence around the assassination attempt, this is the July one, of course, feels heavy. I can't help but wonder, why didn't law enforcement officials arrest the shooter before the speech? There is definitely more to this story and we need to uncover the truth. Melania, I mean, talk about opening the door to conspiracy theories by posting a video like that.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
She's basically saying the deep state is at work here, you know?
Yeah. She's just asking questions, Simon.
Oh,
great defense
totally.
All of these things.
Yeah.
I'm just asking questions. Simon Tierney, News Talk Zone. Simon, thank you for talking us through. I'd never heard of Blue and On, and now I have.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.